The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. There aren't many vegetables where you're eating the same varieties that were cultivated thousands of years ago, but that's the case with shallots. Shallots are considered by chefs as a classier version of the onion. Shallots are smaller, yet the flavor is richer and subtler. Yes, we're bordering on vegetable snobbery here, but ask a French chef about shallots and they'll wax poetic. Shallots are native to the Mediterranean. The varieties we eat today have changed little from the first cultivated ones near the city of Ashkelon in Palestine. They were brought to Europe during the Crusades and now are grown around the world. Shallots are in the amaryllis family, related to lilies and onions. The pear-shaped French gray shallot is considered the best flavored. There are also round, yellow, and red shallots, too. While you can now buy shallot seed to grow in spring, most shallots are started from small sets. Like garlic, plant shallot sets now 6 inches deep 4 to 6 weeks before the ground freezes. Cover with straw and overwinter. They'll yield an early crop in spring. You can also plant them in spring for a summer crop. Shallots need full sun, well-drained, fertile soil, lots of moisture, and good weeding. Side bulbs form around the planted set. Once they begin to separate from the mother bulb and the plant yellows, harvest, cure, and store for cooking. Although the French claim shallots as their own, many cultures around the world love to cook with shallots. Indonesians deep fry them, Iranians add shallots to yogurt, and many cultures pickle, roast, and puree them. And now for this week's tip, take a 4 to 6 inch long cutting of your geranium, fuchsia, and coleus now to root and grow indoors this winter. Remove the bottom leaves, dip the cut end in a rooting hormone powder, and stick the cutting in a pot filled with moistened potting soil. Keep it in a bright room out of direct sunlight, and in a month or so, it should be rooted. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about overwintering tender bulbs. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.